This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned-lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Joe Biden says science will always be at the forefront of his administration, so he's elevating the post of science advisor to cabinet level. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Eric Lander, a pioneer in mapping the human genome, is in line to direct the Office of Science and Technology Policy and serve as science advisor. Biden's also retaining Dr. Frances Collins as director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's naming two prominent female scientists to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. Caltech's Frances Arnold, who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and MIT Vice President for Research Maria Zuber. Biden says the team will ensure everything his administration does is grounded in science, facts, and the truth.